This is Maurice Gibb of the Bee Gees. We'd like to wish the BBC a very happy 10th anniversary. And also, in a way, it's a sort of 10 years ago, more or less our anniversary as well, because New York mining disaster came out in 1967. And the BBC were playing it for us quite a lot, if I remember correctly. Anyway, once again, as I say, it's more or less an anniversary for us too. And we all hope that everybody at the BBC have a great party and have a drink for us and have a good time. Happy birthday, BBC.
Thanks a lot, Morris. It's now 10 minutes to 12.
Over bridge of sighs, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
What I'll do,
what will you?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school,
won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of
what will you do there?
We'll get high,
will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky,
but why the cheese there?
Radio 1 books to give away, and that of course there was a small face at Ichiku Park, got to number 3 in September 1967. Paul Burnett in 7 1/4 minutes time here on the Tony Blackburn Show. We've got two more of our Radio 1 books to give away. The first one is Elaine, it looks like Pick Vance, our 53 Clipsley Crescent, Haydock St. Helens, Merseyside. And in actual fact, she has a daughter, aged 10 years old. So congratulations there. And a Radio 1 book on the way. And on the line at the moment, we have Mrs. June Hodge of 21 Foxcote Road, Ashton in Bristol. Hello, June.
Hello, Tony.
How are you this morning? All right?
I'm fine. My heart's thumping a little bit.
Sorry?
My heart's thumping a little bit with excitement.
Your heart's thumping a little bit,
isn't
it? Yes. Oh, lovely. Well, indeed, you had a daughter 10 years ago to this very day. That's right, isn't it?
That's right.
And what's her name?
Her name's Debbie.
And she, of course, will be at school?
Yes, at La Crosse School, just round the corner.
Oh, I see. Is she a very lovely daughter to you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Most of the time.
Have you had any other children since then or not?
Yes, I have a younger daughter, Karen. She'll be 8 in February.
Yeah, lovely. And I presume that the event of Radio 1 coming on the air wasn't uppermost in your mind at that time 10 years ago.
No, no. I was pretty poorly, actually.
Were you?
And about this time, 10 years ago, I was asleep, actually.
You were asleep?
Yes, I didn't really realise Radio 1 was on.
You're feeling the same way that I feel now, I guess. Possibly. I'm practically asleep as well. I felt very lively 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very big occasion, obviously, in our lives. And when was the first time you heard Radio 1 then?
Well, possibly a couple of days later, you know. But It's on every day now.
Lovely, that's good.
I listen in every day.
Thank you very much indeed, Debbie. Not Debbie, what am I talking about?
No, June.
June, yes. And indeed, that we'll send you that Radio 1 book that I hope Debbie enjoys reading.
Oh, I'm sure she will. Just make her day, it really will.
Lovely. June, thank you very much. Were you doing anything interesting today, or is Debbie having a party?
Not today. She's having a party tomorrow. She's got her gym club tonight, so she won't miss that.
How many kids of yours coming to that party?
Only about 6 or 7.
That's going to be enough havoc for you, I
should
imagine.
Yes, I have the records on blaring it. But...
Okay, June, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Tony. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.